Hi, I'm Daniel Lucas, and welcome to Book 101 Review. Book 101 is all about the books that I read for the last 40 years. And today I have my special guest. He is a fellow podcaster, and one of his advocacy, when music hits, the healing begins. No other than Mr. Willie Thornton. Welcome, Mr. Willie, on Book 101 Review, and can you please introduce more about yourself that I miss?
I do run a podcast called Soul Impact, How Music Saved Us. I've had my podcast going on 4 months. Prior to that, music has always had an impact in my life. I've ran a DJ karaoke / sound company for the last 5 years. Music has just always been that comfort for me, that I've been able to relate, that when my childhood was rough, that it was able to teach me how to properly deal with the emotions that I was going through in a better outlet.
And Mr. Willie, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and wisdom to the world. Hoping for more and more advocacy to come. So today, let's talk about turning pain into purpose, the story behind Soul Impact. What is all about your podcast, Mr. Willie?
My podcast is, I interview various artists and podcasters, and that music is impacted on a daily basis, like whether it's overcoming addictions, overcoming child abuse, broken marriages, you know, basically I dig into them conversations that no one want to talk about and allow it to be a resource for other people going through that stuff, that they can tune in to say, whatever episode that I did, like the episode I did that you have up there, that with Charlotte Roop, she's actually Miss South Dakota. And that one connected a lot with how music has helped veterans overcome their PTSD and able to connect on a more personal level because of music helped them heal what they're going through.
What they're going through. And thank you for sharing your podcast to the world. So tell us, without needing to relieve the deepest details, what is the nature of the pain that become the unexpected raw material for your purpose?
I guess I would say the biggest thing would be the stuff I went through as a child and how I felt like I was all alone and I didn't, you know, it was harder when I was a kid to find them people that were going through what you went through, whether it's losing a parent, child abuse, broken marriage, whatever the situation is. That's what driven all this, to be able to allow people to tune in and see the impact that music can have on their mental health. That if they allow the music to move through them and listen to the lyrics and the rhythm of the songs, that it's going to allow them to overcome what they're facing.
What is the pivotal moment of realization where the narrative changed from, why is this happening to me?
I would say the pivotal moment probably would be about, like I said, music always has been impactful in my life. But the most pivotal moment recently would probably be about 3 years ago when I went through my divorce. And I had a lot of emotions I just didn't know how to deal with. And I was angry. I was, you know, every emotions that you could possibly feel. And then I've always been the type of person that I could take and put music on and go for a drive. That was my office. And so to be able to just pour into the music of it and allow music to move me. Like when I went through my divorce, I've always loved the song by Rascal Flatts, What Hurts the Most. And it was able to allow me, the hurt in that song was able to allow me to heal, start slowly healing what I've gone through. And then there was other songs like She Hates Me by Puddle of Mud. That was a song that I was angry. Very, very angry for a while. And that song helped me process my anger in a healthy manner without lashing out to other people. And then it went from that to not liking who I'd become because of my marriage was so toxic and mentally tore me down that I found other songs like Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson that taught me that if I don't like who I am now, the only way to change that is by starting with myself. And that's probably been my most healing, because even as recent as that was open doors for me to deal with issues that I thought I had dealt with as a child, with the abuse and the hate feelings I had from my stepdad that was the one abusing me. So it was able to allow me to channel all that I was going through.
How did a specific mission of Soul Impact emerge directly from the ashes of your experiences?
I would say the way it experienced the most, and it rose from the ashes, is because, like I said, music has always been what kept me grounded. And I got away from that from a little bit. But then about 5 years ago, I got in a bad car accident. And I was able to use my, you know, I was unemployed. I had nothing. So I went out on a limb. And growing up, there was this guy that was a DJ. He had an amazing character. His name was Big Lee. And, or at least that's what he went by. And he had that charisma when he DJ'd and did the karaoke that he kept the crowd interested and he made it fun. So that was kind of the reason what drove me into the DJing, is I remember what he had to offer the people that was going through similar situations. And then along my journey, I was able to find, you know, I connected. I've always had a thought of doing something like this. I didn't think it would be a podcast at first. I just thought it would be an outreach that I could go within my community and find people that are struggling and help them. Well, June of this year, I did a festival out in Somersville, Missouri, at a place called Captain Jack's. And I met a guy by the name of Bubba Starts. He's a tremendous person. And it was one of them people that you just connect with on a, like, you felt like you've been lifelong friends the moment you met. And I told him about my ideal of a podcast about music healing and where I wanted the therapeutic qualities that music had. And he's like, that's a really good idea. Well, he was from South Dakota. So when he got back home, he called me and he says, I want to make your vision a reality. So he has stepped into the ring and mentored me in a way that I've been able to, you know, I've been doing this for 4 months and I've already got almost 40 episodes recorded. I do an episode every Thursday. And it's just, it has driven that heart I have for music that I'm able to reach out and make connections with artists, real connections, not just, hey, you're on my show, great, blah, blah, blah. You know, we have real conversations about, you know, and I've had artists come on my show and they talk about how losing a loved one, losing a son, one guy, he lost his wife and had a baby and had to deal with learn how to deal with all that. So it's just, and it's really cool to go full circle because like now that I've made these connections, I'm able to reach out to different places and like through my podcast, I've been able to connect with Operation Combat Veteran Suicide. And now next year, I'm able to put on 2 festivals for them that help raise money so they can house veterans and provide for them for the stuff they need. So did I think my podcast would take off like this? If I'm being truthfully, no.
Go ahead, Mr. Riley.
It's the passion that's there. I don't know if that makes any sense. It's just the passion I have for music. It comes out in my podcast and it comes so natural that I engage in every conversation. And give me just a second. Sorry. Sorry about that. I'm a single parent, so
no worries.
There might be a few interruptions. I try to keep them to a minimum, but like I said, I am a single parent, so.
So, Mr. Willie, turning pain into purpose is not a single decision. It's a process. What did the alchemical process look like for you?
I would think, and again, I would say that the main, and I hit on it earlier, I use music to go through the 5 stages of grief. Always have, you know. Some people don't. They're like, oh, you're sad. You need to play a happy song. But for me, when I'm sad, I want to hear a sad song that can help me, that I can relate to, that I can use it to overcome whatever I'm going through. So if I'm sad, like for instance, I was sad when my ex-wife left. I was sad when my ex-wife left, and I found songs that I related to on that behalf. And then once I got over it, I mean, as a DJ, she used to come into the bars where I were DJing at, and at first it would wreck me, like destroy me, because she was bringing her new boyfriend into the bar where I was at. And it destroyed me. So I found a way of using that to relate to more music even more. Like, there's a song by Keith Whitley. It's called I'm Over You. And basically, it sums just that up in the song. And, you know, one of the memories that, and I think it was a true turning point for me, my mental, and I think it's probably the biggest leap that it took, was when she come in the last time with this guy, I sung this song, I'm Over You by Keith Whitley, and she didn't like the fact that I wasn't miserable anymore, and she actually got up and walked out. And to this day, she had not been to another event that I DJ'd. And, you know, it's it tells your story. I think music is like a quote and a book. And to those that are religious, I can relate to it like a scripture, because what I get out of a song today may not necessarily what I get out of the song tomorrow. So it's ever changing. The message that we're going to get from the same song is ever changing. It's never going to be the same message.
Interesting, Mr. Willie. And how did you shift through the trauma and chaos to find a clear, empowering message that now you define soul impacts work?
I would think the biggest shift, and I keep hitting on it, and I'm just going to keep reiterating it, is the fact that how relatable music is to everything we deal with on a daily. If you're sad, there's songs that, if you're the type of person that listens to a sad song, there's songs that you can relate to. If you're the type of person that needs an upbeat, happy song, there's songs out there for you. If you're the type of person that needs an angry song because you're mad and you want to punch something, there's them songs too. So the biggest shift would be when it all comes together. You know, I can't say there's one moment that I've realized the healing, but I can say this. If it wasn't for music, I wouldn't be the same person I am today that I was 3 years ago. That was so miserable and unhappy because my marriage was over. Or I could go back even further. I would be such an angry and bitter person because of the child abuse I went through and the endurance I went through with that. Music is actually, and I am religious and I don't push that on anybody, but it's also helped me channel that aspect too. You know, to be able to get true freedom from the junk I've encountered in my life, you know, and I don't talk about this a whole lot on my podcast because I make them about everybody else, not myself, but I lost my older kids due to how toxic my marriage was. And that is something that destroyed me for a long time. And I've had to realize, you know, now that I'm a single parent and I'm doing this all on my own. And I mean, I got family that helps me, but I do a lot of it on my own, that I know without a doubt that my little girl knows I love her. So music, not only does it impact you, it impacts the people around you, because there's the messages of hope. And like, you know, and as a dad, there's so many songs out there that talks about how a dad should love their daughter and love their kids. There's so many songs out there that covers that. Like there's a song, That's My Job. There's so many different songs. And there's songs about how a dad that isn't doing the best, how they impact their kids too. There's a song out there, Walk a Little Straighter. And it's about a dad that's struggling with alcohol, and the kid is watching him coming in staggering drunk all the time. So music can be an amazing outlet if you let it. No, ma'am, you can't come over here. Cheyenne, no, ma'am.
Okay, Mr. Willie, what would be your short-term and long-term goals as a podcast host?
As a podcast host, say that one more time, I'm sorry.
Yes, what would be your short-term and long-term goals as a podcast host?
I think start out with my short-term, short-term podcast goals would probably be just get more confidence, like, I love what I'm doing, but get more confidence in approaching people. Like, I'm at the point now where I'm looking for sponsors for my podcast, and I'm so unsure of myself. So sometimes I don't know how to approach people when it comes to that. So that would probably be my short-term goal, is get better at approaching people about being a sponsor and engaging in the show. My long-term goal would probably be, I want to see this turn into something bigger than what it already is. You know, I've had my podcast for 4 months and I've already got almost 19,000 views on my YouTube channel. Which, I mean, it isn't horribly high, but for 4 months, that's pretty impressive. But I want to see it bigger. I want to see this turn into something that I can host an in-person seminar and bring all these artists to and be able to have people come in and relate to what's going on. And, you know, whether it's, you know, my friend Bubba or someone I've not met yet or a fellow podcaster or whoever it is, you know, finding someone that's taking this to the next level. That's my long-term goal. Is I've never been the person that, I'm happy with where I'm at now, don't get me wrong, but I've never been that person to be content. Well, that sounds horrible. I've never been that person that just wants to stop where I'm at. Like, I see this going way bigger than what it is. So for me, I just want to enjoy the growth, you know. And, you know, Podmatch has been an amazing resource. Like, I'm able to connect with artists and podcasters on there. And now I've switched over to where not only am I doing it as a host, but I'm able to do it as a guest. So that gives me another way of pitching my podcast as well. To be able to, and I think my ultimate goal is to be able to give people a resource that when, you know, on every one of my episodes, I tell people that no matter where you're at in your life, it's okay not to be okay, and you are loved. And I do that because we live in a society where people aren't necessarily told, I love you a lot. They're not encouraged. Especially as men, we're given the stigma that men don't cry, suck it up. So that goal is to show men, women, whoever's tuning in, that this suck it up and deal with it philosophy is bullcrap. That it's so, and like we talked about it beforehand, that it's okay not to be okay. You know, if you need a breakdown and have a good cry, break down and have a good cry. So that's basically where I'm at. You know, that's just, I want to enjoy this ride. I've had door opening up for me. I'm talking to booking agencies about getting their artists on. I'm talking to venues here in Missouri about getting press passes to go interview artists. So just to see where the road is going to take me. You know, I'm not rushing anything. I'm a firm believer when one door opens, or when one door closes, another door opens. So as I enjoy this moment of success and how successful the show has become, I'm not going to stop. I'm just going to keep encouraging everybody, because at the end of the day, there's some people that feel all alone that needs help.
Good luck to your goals, Mr. Willie. And before we wrap up our discussion for today, I'm inviting you to please do listen to my other podcast, people. my other podcast because my abstract essay is already in fifth season. Abstract Poetry in second season, and my Book 101 review in fifth season too. Comedy 101 in second season, and my Food 101 in fifth season as well. Geography 101 fourth season, and my baby podcast Law 101 and Mental Health 101. Love Letters in the fourth season, as well as my Movie 101 review and Music 101 and Science 101 and Sex 101 in its first season. Please listen to them wherever you listen your podcast. So, Mr. Willy, if you could leave our audience or are watching right now with one single truth about the relationship between profound pain and profound purpose, what would it be?
I think that for me, and my point of view, the profound... I think the pain you endure, as bad as it seems, there's going to be a point in your life where you'll find someone that's going through that once you recover from it and you're able to help them along. Like, I'm 3 years out of my marriage and I've already been able to influence other people and talk to other people about where I was 3 years ago, and I'm able to help them. So, as bad as your situation seems at the moment, that moment don't define you, you know? And you may fail 1,000 times, but get up 1,001. Failure is only when you quit getting up, you know? And if you can keep persevering through the moments, you know, and if you're at the end of your rope and you need help, reach out. If, you know, it's okay to talk to someone about what's going on in your head. That's mental health is important and you got to take care of your mental health. You know, and if you're one of them people like I used to be that I'll pour into everybody else while my mental health is keep going down. It's great that you're looking out for other people, but you got to take care of yourself because eventually you're going to be at the end of your rope and that rope is going to be short and you don't, you know, so keep pouring into people, but you got to take care of yourself as well.
Take care of yourself for sure. And thank you for that, Mr. Willy Thornton. Thank you so much for sharing your podcast to the world. Can you please invite our listeners to support your podcast itself?
Say that one more time, I'm sorry.
Can you please invite our listeners to support your podcast itself?
Yeah, you can find my podcast everywhere. You can actually Google Soul Impact and it brings up an AI version of what my podcast is. You can find it on YouTube. I'm on a podcast network called The Scene Projects. You can find it on there. I'm on Apple. I'm on iHeartRadio. I'm on Amazon, Spotify. And basically, on any of those, all you got to do is search Soul Impact, How Music Saved Us, and you can pull it up. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Instagram, X. I think that's it. Facebook. So anywhere that you have social media, I'm there.
Yes, people, let's support Mr. Willy Thornton, because if you support him, for sure, more and more empowering episodes of the podcast itself. So, Mr. Willy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed this.
More to come, people. See you soon. Again, thank you, Mr. Willy, and keep up the good work and keep podcasting.